Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of The Awesome with Cody. As usual, I am your host, Cody. Welcome to the fun. So we're wrapping up July's theme of Awesome Spider-Man comics. I ended it with this one because it's a standalone story. It's called Amazing Spider-Man Family Business, written by Mark Waid and James Robinson, with amazing art by Gabriel Del Otto. And the reason it's amazing is because it's hand painted and it's phenomenal. So for the folks who don't really know who Mark Waid is, Mark Waid has done so many things in so many comic books. He wrote one of my favorite DC titles, which is Kingdom Come. It's a fantastic book, which one day I will talk about here on this here podcast sometime about something. But he's worked on Superman for DC Comics, Superman, DC, Batman, The Flash. He's done... well, he's Impulse, no one really cares. Green Lantern, Justice League, I want to say JLA, Legion of Superheroes. What else he's done? He's worked on I guess that's character wise. He's done a lot of different things with different characters. I think that's really it for that. For Marvel Comics, he's worked on X-Men, Captain America. He's done, obviously, Spider-Man stuff. He did, Kazar. Iron Man, Captain America, Fantastic Four. He's done Daredevil stuff. Let's see, what else? Doctor Strange. Hulk, some S.H.I.E.L.D. stuff, Black Widow. He did a Star Wars comic book, with Princess Leia comic book, technically. He's done creator own stuff, which I believe I talked about on this show, which is called Irredeemable. If not, I'll talk about it sometime. He's worked with so many different publishers for different projects, it's ridiculous. But those are his big ones that you will know. He's pretty awesome. James Robinson, who is a writer in his own right, he's written a lot of Marvel stuff, Cable, especially Nick Fury stuff. Some Avengers stuff, obviously Spider-Man, because of Family Business. He's worked on, what else has he really done? Scarlet Witch, Squadron Supreme, so much more. He's done so many things just for Marvel alone. What else has? What are some other big ones he's done? Look at his list real quick. He's written. He wrote books, right? I think he wrote like actual books too. I think. Maybe not. Maybe he didn't write books. I thought he did though. Yeah, maybe not. So for Marvel, like I said, he's done all those different things. For DC, he's written a lot of stuff. Batman, Starman, the JSA or Justice Society of America. He did so much stuff for Starman. It's ridiculous. He's worked Dark Horse Comics. He wrote a Terminator book. He worked on... I think that's really it for bigger books or bigger companies. Malibu Comics, he wrote some stuff for them. Wildstorm, he wrote on some Wildcat stuff in the early 2000s. Gen 13, apparently. I didn't know that. Vampirella. I think that's really it for that. And then for Gabriel Delato, who has done, I mean, amazing stuff. His biggest thing was Secret Wars for Marvel Comics, in 2002. I had it up here somewhere. It doesn't matter. But he's worked on X-23. Like I said, the Secret Wars with Brian Michael Bendis. Which he did all the painting on that. It was phenomenal. He's done, I mean, so much stuff for Marvel. It's ridiculous. He's done a lot of covers for Marvel. He's done a ton of I think he did a bunch of random Spider-Man stuff. Yeah. Like Clone Conspiracy stuff he did. Let's see what else on here. We got some Avengers stuff he's done. Miracle Man, he did that with Grant Morrison. Annihilation was a good run too. He worked in Wolverine. He did the Morbius book that came out that was really good. Fear Itself, of course. All that stuff that was involved in that. X-Force, which is, I mean, really good, too. Lots of Spider-Man stuff. He did some Moon Knight stuff. Secret Avengers, Dark Avengers. Worked on Ultimate, which I talked about before, Ultimate Iron Man. Ultimatum with the X-Men. Secret Invasion stuff. He worked on so much Marvel stuff, covers for sure, like tons of covers. But his art is amazing. It's all paint and it is super awesome stuff. But anyhow, that's enough for the creators. Let's talk about this here book. So Family Business is, again, written by Mark Waid and James Robinson. So the story is this. Well, I'll read you. Did I close it already? Yeah, I fucking closed it. I'm a big dumb idiot, everybody. Anyhow, so the story is this. Peter Parker's being hunted down by some mysterious person and force, because there's a lot of them, for some reason. And he is rescued by someone who's claiming to be a sister named Teresa Parker. She's a CIA agent. She helps him when he escapes from a bunch of mercenaries who helicopter him out of his apartment after smashing in the window. They then basically track down their parents, who in an earlier storyline through Amazing Spider-Man, it is explained or revealed that Richard and Mary Parker, Peter's parents, were actually CIA agents. They were super spies, essentially. And they were killed because of their job and what they've done after the fact that they essentially retired to spend time with their... Well, they were going to retire to spend time with their family, but they were killed. So... In this, Kingpin, like always, is up to no good, and he has teamed up with a couple different people to track down Peter Parker and his sister, Teresa, to open a vault that has gold in it that was hidden by the Nazis and guarded by a giant robot that kills things. That get in its way to try to steal what it's guarding. And so it's discovered that Peter's father, Richard, and his handler for the CIA built this locking mechanism for it that is sealed by biometrics, face scans, and voice recognition. So everything you imagine, DNA, everything's going to be there. So Kingpin gets this idea to try to trick Peter into opening it for him by using all these different things and his newfound sister to release this robot that will murder them, most likely, because that's what it's designed for, and he can steal the gold. Well, he finds out that, Peter's Spider-Man, and Spider-Man defeats him and saves the world. And Cairo, technically, is really what he saves. It's a really fun story that has some... I don't know if they ever really played more into the whole Peter's sister thing, because there's like a little cliffhanger at the end of the story that kind of makes you believe that she may actually be his sister. So I don't know if there's a story that exposes or really tells the real secret of it. But it's a fun little story to go along with, and a little, you know, cliffhanger thing at the end. And I'll have to do some research, I guess, to find out if they ever explain who she actually is, if she's truly his sister, because there's a little thing at the end that kind of makes you think she is. But for the most part, it's a beautifully drawn book. It's very, the action's very interesting in it, the way they do it, because they do multiple panels with Peter in different poses, well, Spider-Man in different poses, showing you that he's doing actions. It's pretty fun, witty little book, or witty dialogue throughout the book, especially from Peter, obviously, because that's how you really know it's a Spider-Man book, when the quips and the comebacks and the insults. And it is, lives up to all that. Pretty rad story. Pretty interesting concept for a story as well. And I enjoyed it a lot. I think it's a real fun book. And it has some amazing visuals of Peter and Spider-Man doing awesome things. There's this one shot when they're in a Monte Carlo casino, and Peter needs a distraction, so he jumps over a... Baccarat table, I think it is, at that point, and he's hiding. He says, "I need a distraction," so he literally lifts this like several hundred pound solid wooden table into the faces of his enemies to run away, to then change into his alter ego Spider-Man outfit and save the day. And of course, the reveal of Cyclone, and the way they draw him and then draw the Cyclone itself is just gorgeous. I mean, so stunning. And I like the way that Gabriel does Spider-Man's expressions, especially when he has narrowed eyes. It looks really cool with the mask. And of course, the painting is just superb, and the amount of detail he gets in it, and it's just so much fun. But yeah, that's it for Spider-Man, Amazing Spider-Man Family Business by Mark Waid and James Robinson and Gabriel Delato. So tune in next month, because this is the wrap-up of July's theme, next month being August, when I discuss a new thing that I haven't decided yet. So next Wednesday, you'll find out what that is. And we'll go from there. So that's it for this week's episode of The Awesome with Cody. Again, I am your host, Cody. And as usual, let's be awesome.